What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3.
Early clock.
It was early clock today.
Yeah. Proud of you.
Thank you. You hear that, good man? Leroy's proud of me. I don't think he's here today.
You know, it's funny that on Thursday, he said, I know I haven't said this in a very long time, but are you proud of what you do? And that just threw me back to years.
Wow. He said that?
Not to me, but to other people in the room. Thought it was funny.
I would say, you know what creates pride and creates energy about the work that you're doing? More money. I'm just saying. Hey, you want a happy Russian? Pay him as the highest paid player. You want a non-happy pass rusher? Let him have the best stats and be the 15th highest paid player at his position. That's life.
You may be right.
Maybe.
You're onto something.
Leroy.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Greatest day of my life.
Wait, you know what the worst part
you
about
know,
that is?
I'm
Wait,
still waiting on my right? thank you.
Hey, you know what the worst part about that is, Vlad?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Jennifer, I see him looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see him looking at the board, looking for the button to push.
The grin doesn't help either.
Yeah.
Look at his face.
Leroy.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. You're right. I should thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Point for Jay Fig.
You're welcome.
The highest of honors. All right, I'll put it away for now. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, dude. So
we're now in the, and I would say this. What the Dolphins have done this preseason to make the team more physical is perfect. They are basically practicing against some of the toughest teams up front in the NFL.
Yep.
And from what I was hearing in practice this past week, they didn't get pushed around. They had some spots in the game, but I can honestly say that it's getting better. This week is going to be another test because you're practicing against some dogs that you know how they were built. You know what they believe. You know how they're going to do business. And so from that standpoint, if we hear more progression, then I may buy into it. I may buy into it a little bit more each week. But they've identified an issue, and they seem to be doing something about it. You can avoid these last 2 weeks and how they practiced the last 2 weeks. And who they practice against, you can't avoid it. You can't go in there being soft because you'll get pushed around. And so I'm very interested to see this week how they practice against Detroit and how they play against Detroit, because that is, besides Philly, can we think of a more physical team on the two offensive defensive lines?
No, I would say they probably got the crown right now.
Right. So this is going to be a hell of a test. And it, you can talk the talk, right? But they have put you in, this team has put you in a situation where you can't talk the talk. You have to, otherwise you're going to get pushed around, shoved around, and embarrassed. Ravens is a good one.
Team that does walk the walk, the Panthers, this weekend,
well,
right, Leroy.
They're walking the walk with some jewelry.
The cup has reached Finland. I repeat, the cup has reached Finland. And I saw this week Anton Lundell, Mr. Las Olas, he brought the cup to an amusement park. And I just imagine the keeper of the cup is exhausted right now because he's like, you want to put it on a roller coaster? He goes, problem? He goes, I mean, no, we could always get it repaired, Anton, but like, are you sure? He goes, yeah, Mr. Las Olas wants to go fast with the cup.
Did you see how creepy that mascot was, though?
Yeah, what was that thing?
I don't know. Because I remember I showed it on the show also.
It was like a clown,
we
right?
We were very creeped out by the clown, yes.
Yes.
I saw that
it wasn't even like a real, like, it had to be, like, they must think of something totally different in another country because over here, no.
He was drinking a salmon soup out of it, a traditional Finnish salmon soup. Just, yeah.
That sounds so
Why
delicious.
Is Finland doesn't sound too appetizing.
So, do you eat salmon?
No. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's got like a musk to it. You know?
Too fishy.
Like when it's smoked?
Like some mahi, you know, I'll eat that. I'm not like frog boy. I'm not a baby. I won't like not, you know, have no seafood. But salmon's not for me, dude. I don't know.
No.
Not a fan.
Grouper. Sea bass,
but
mahi,
the color of the fish that
the white. Yeah, I don't like redfish. I don't like tuna.
The only person who's eating who eats a salmon on the team, other than Lundy, has got to be Mikola, who just eats it whole because he's a polar bear. But
he catches it. He just stands over the stream and catches it.
But if you were wondering, Alexander Barkov, he's still hammered. And he was out in, he was in the Finland streets shirtless with the cup. Do you have these, Jennifer?
I do.
He is hammered.
He's ripped.
With this. Yeah, he is.
May I say also,
is that his brother?
I don't know who that is.
Doesn't it kind of look like
him? A little bit like him. A little. I mean, Barky's pretty big. Barky's like 6'3", so maybe.
Big nose.
But He's like toasting shots with the cup, and I'm like, man, Barkov is lit still.
Wait. He is lit.
Can I just say something?
Yo, I want to be lit.
Nothing
like that.
Says I'm drunk. Then the you eyes? Sitting on a couch, tipping a drink to the Stanley Cup,
and covering one of your eyes with it too. It's like
time out. Forget that if he's ripped.
Yep.
Physically. I would like to do this training if all he's doing is drinking, because he's ripped. Like, this guy is jacked. He's ready for the season.
I didn't think he'd be that ripped.
Yo, if you're drinking all, you're not supposed to be that ripped. You can't be ripped. You can't be drinking like that and be, yeah, have a six pack.
I think he's like Jager, dude. He probably, like, he's just like, he's still in insane shape. But I mean, dude, when he was at 11 with Reinhardt and he made Reinhardt leave the party because he wanted to just talk about his feelings. That was as hammered I've seen an athlete in a long time.
until this, I mean, until you sitting on a couch and tipping a statue, and saluting.
Well, I feel like last
a trophy.
Yeah, I feel like last year, because Barkov does a lot of great work. Barkov's like done Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital down here forever. But I felt like, you remember last year in Finland. Remember, like, they had an arena packed to come see him. It was Alexander Barkov Day. I feel like he decided, this summer's for Barky. I'm not going to be an ambassador. I'm not impressing anybody. I just want to drink out of the cup.
I seriously think you're right, because remember there was a lot of talk. What is he doing? And we're like, oh, he's defending against 97 and Drazo. So it's like, let him be, right? The minute they won the cup, the first person that went for a drink, Barky. The first person that got the cup, obviously the captain. Barky. But the first person to get wasted, Barkey. First person to continue being wasted, Barkov. Guy who's going in people's neighbor's house at 5 a.m. in the morning, hey, ringing the doorbell. Say, wait, hey, you want a picture with the cup?
Wait, you can hear
that's
the lady
inside.
That's a man
of his word.
You see, hear the lady inside. Hey, I'm trying to wake him up. We'll be back in a minute.
I told you I would
no,
bring it over.
No, she said he was on the way.
I told you I would bring it over. Yeah, Barkey. Maybe like at a reasonable time in the day. Maybe like 10 a.m. in the morning. Maybe 11. Not at 4 a.m. This guy's having
I mean,
summer
that's
Barkov.
When the cup got out of the
that's
stadium.
When the cup comes when the cup comes.
Right.
All bets are off.
At 4 a.m. Listen, man. He's the captain. He can do whatever he wants. I just love the summer of Barkey. Let him continue having fun. Now, we do have a little bit of bad, not bad news, but Tkachuk saying he doesn't know if he needs surgery.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. It looks like they may be doing, it feels like Tkachuk's new Kucherov. Like they just store him away because they don't want to get rid of Evan Rodriguez either.
Right, but they don't. He wants to play in the Olympics.
Yep. There's going to have to be a move.
If he has surgery, he can't.
No. Or it would be difficult for him to. I think he would have to miss 2 to 3 months.
He's trying to decide what.
So the question is.
Well, he looked like he was moving like Keith Tkachuk at some points in the playoffs last year.
Wait. So here's the question.
Good Keith or bad Keith?
If you're the Panthers, do you make him do what's best for the team, or do you let him chase this dream? Because it is an honor.
I know he's basically a bald eagle on skates. He loves representing America. But no, you need him for the run, dude. Like, you do need...
Three-piece.
Look,
special.
He was able to dial it up in the playoffs, and he actually looked like he was getting better as the playoffs was going on. The start of the playoffs, I mean, he was... Woof.
Well, what killed it was he had that great game the first game back.
Yep.
Two goals.
And so everybody's like, oh, Tkachuk's back. Then he kind of went on cruise for a few.
I don't know, but like you would think, because what is he? Matthew's now 29. Like, yeah, you would think like he wants to get right. I don't know, Leroy. Like, what is a groin surgery? That's a rough one, isn't it? A rough recovery.
Well, because here's the problem.
He's only 27.
Yeah, Jesus. I had to because I didn't think that was right.
Everything that you do. So, if I tell you you have groin surgery. If you lift your arms, it hurts. Ugh. If you turn, it hurts. It's your groin is literally attached to every muscle that moves your core. And so what makes it difficult is if you have that surgery, everything else atrophies because you can't work that out. So now you're talking about a skater and his back, his core. You know, it's a lot of things that come into play just trying to get your groin healthy. So I don't know if he needs surgery. Like, I've seen groin injuries. I've had nagging groin injuries. Not to the point of surgery. When you talk about surgery, that means something has to be torn.
Eesh. Woof. Hockey. Take a break. Here on the program, I'll get you another training camp report before. I want to let you guys know one more time, too, by the way. Well, if you guys want to see Adam Sandler, he's coming to the Kaseya Center on September 7th, and we got your chance to win tickets here on FM 104.3 WQM. All you got to do is text the word Adam to 20357. Like the name, not the mass, ADAM, Adam. Text that to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com. We're back after this. Welcome back.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day. Radio Day.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Good to have you all here on the FM dial. Good to have you all here on YouTube and Twitch. The channel, YouTube, 104.3 WQAM. On Twitch, Miami 104.3 WQAM. Joe Rose now streaming there live. You guys can watch the big dog. Check him on out each morning.
Can that head fit on that screen?
Hey, they're doing all right.
I'm saying that's a big
head. I don't know why he's doing that. Can I tell you something? I'm a little concerned about Joe, though, because I come in here in the morning with this microphone. Mm-hmm. Joe's taller than me. Joe's got, like, you know, he's probably got like 3 inches on me.
He's 6'4", 6'5".
He's a big dog, all right? He's not a normal sized dog.
No.
And I'm like, I come in here, this microphone, very low for him. And I'm like, he's hunching.
Doesn't Maybe he had a problem holding his head up this morning.
Leroy. So when we were redoing the studio, that was one of my concerns also. But
wait, did
I
you
think
the studio?
He possibly fixed it. Like you can adjust it.
It was down low, Jennifer. It was like as if
maybe when he's done, he puts a low.
Maybe he's a hunter. You know, maybe I was like I was watching.
Leroy's right. His head is too heavy for him. So he's
maybe. And listen, he did have to go from Chicago over to here. You know.
Wait, he went to Chi-Town and then came here to go back to Detroit.
I guess so. Listen, this man doesn't like not being in his setting.
We don't have Odyssey Studios in Detroit.
I like that too.
Like what?
I like one of the reasons why I live in Florida, so I don't have to travel nowhere, because I live at everybody's destination. Well, I take trips, but you know, I'm like, every time I leave and take a trip, I'm like, man, I can't wait to get back to sunny, beautiful Florida.
I'm with you, man. Well, he is he's now on YouTube and Twitch as well. You guys can watch him. Now, I don't
God knows I want to sit on the 826.
I don't now have to watch Get Up in the morning. I can just throw on my television and I can throw on YouTube and throw on the big dog, which is nice. I don't have to watch Get Up. That's just how he is every morning. Him, Tannenbaum.
Drinking up all the creamer. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is true. Have you given him the code?
No. You don't get the code.
He doesn't get the code?
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
I get the code?
I got to go back to his house every now and then and get a 20.
For the pool?
No. For the damn creamer.
Be like, hey, you owe back taxes, big dog. On the
yeah. Because he having 17 cups of coffee a day.
That's in an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And eat creamer, sugar.
You can see that whole Dunkin' Donuts order right there on the microphone cover.
And in the garbage can.
Let's get to a training camp report. Training camp reports are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Enroll today in one of over 60 Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges affordable training programs and get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. Convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com and get there. Dolphins, they tied the Bears. That end of the game was hilarious. It was objectively hilarious. I did think there was like a glimmer of, are they going to pull off a Hail Mary lateral play here to win a preseason game? I was like, is this actually going to happen? And then, you know, it was obviously cut short there, but I was like, man, this was a couple times where I thought the game was over. They're like, no, 1 second left. They did in the first half, too. Like, no, 1 second left, and they got a field goal. I was like, what? I felt bad for that one guy. Who the hell was that linebacker? It was, the hell was his name? Eugene Asante. Did you see that hit that he had that he got called unnecessary roughness on?
No.
It was, well, I don't blame you. You probably don't. Because it was like the fourth quarter. But he gets called for an unnecessary roughness call. And you've said this. I really am getting annoyed by defenders who get punished for having nowhere to go. Like, I don't understand. All he did was he hit the guy with his shoulder, but this tight end was going, timber! And he fell and put his head in harm's way. Right. And I'm like, hey, if you're supposed to stop somebody for a first down, Leroy, as a defender, what in the hell is a guy supposed to do? What is he supposed to do?
I think what happens is in football, we don't look at the sport as like some of the things physically just happen because of where you are and how plays play out. And we haven't separated the two, right? We only look at it as, ooh, head-to-head contact. I said, but what if the guy running the football drops his head?
Right.
And we don't, we need to do a better job. And I know what makes it difficult is you got to have rules and you got to have definite rules so that you can call them. But we watch a whole bunch of plays of unnecessary roughness where the guy is almost going out of his way not to make contact. And just because they're running fast and are on, you know, in close proximity to one another, they hit, and the hit is awkward. People in the stands yell, ooh, and then the official throws a flag.
I sent you the video. I just sent you the video. But I was just like, is he supposed to hurdle him? Like, I don't know what you're – because the guy's, like, going down, but he very – like, immediately the dude's, like, going – he's, like, he's pointing to his shoulder. He's like, I hit him with my shoulder. Like, I didn't mean to – and they're like, mm-mm. I just thought it was a tough – I thought it was a tough –
What was he supposed to do?
What was he supposed to do?
He's first running towards the ball. The ball's not there. He hits the receiver with his shoulder, right? So it's a really weird situation because – what these officials are looking at, they're playing the result, right?
Yeah, it, like the guy, yeah, he obviously took a lick, but it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't malicious.
It was football.
It was football. It's, just, it's crazy to me. I'm just sitting here, I'm like, I don't know what I'm watching. Half the time I'm sitting here, I don't know the rules. I don't know what I'm like, that looks like clean football to me.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to say this, and I'm saying it is coming from a place of an athlete and not of a place of, you know, the way people watch football nowadays. These quarterbacks and these people that fake going out of bounds and then go for five more yards, the next time if you get knocked out, the official should say, you did this to yourself, bro.
I think you can't do that no more. I think they took that that they talked that they took that rule away.
What do you mean?
Like if a quarterback is running and then he tries to fake like he's about to take a knee and then continues.
No, running. Fake going out of bounds.
Oh, fake going out of bounds. Okay.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes does that. Nah, if he gets
he's
knocked
the king
out,
of that.
Patrick Mahomes does that all the time.
He's the king of that. And then he's a great flopper too. Because he'll take a little touch and go,
I mean, all the best have to be. All the greats are floppers.
Listen, I don't deem flopping is being not physical. I view flopping as taking advantage of soft-ass officials who gonna call it because they see the dramatics of the play and not because of what happened.
I just, you know, the guy's obviously not trying to do anything malicious and he's trying to make a play at the end of a game.
It doesn't look like it at all.
But can I just say this? That's how you get hurt trying to avoid that contact instead of being in good football position.
Is he supposed to hop over the guy and get his knees taken out? Like, I'm just confused.
Right.
What is he? Because the penalty is unnecessary roughness. To me, that roughness was quite necessary. I have to stop this giant tight end from getting a first down. No. Not like that. Huh?
Anyway. And my thing is that, like, they bring a lot of plays or examples of what's good and what's bad. But I would like to bring this play to the officials and say, what could he have done to avoid the penalty? And a lot of times, they will come up with stuff that's not even physically possible. And that's what pisses me off. That was a bang-bang play. He lucky he didn't go helmet to helmet because he's dropping down. The guy's trying to avoid him, hits him with a shoulder. And I would like the official to tell me, the official that threw the flag, because, you know, we have him in camp. Everybody has a crew in camp. And I would show this play. And I would like for you to explain to me, in football, what could he have done to avoid the penalty?
I'll tell you, unnecessary
roughness. And then I would ask you, you go out there and try to do that.
I'll show you unnecessary roughness. This past week on UFC, there was a slam KO. Oh, my God. And then there were follow-up shots afterwards.
They always give too many shots. Oh no. Oh no. Oh my
God. Trust me when I tell you those punches were not necessary. My guy was out like a light when he slammed him. Oof.
The old slam.
By the way, speaking of punches that weren't unnecessary. Fell down a rocky rabbit hole.
Okay.
Rocky 2.
Jealous.
Rocky 2. Loved this movie.
Yep.
But you know what happens when you get older? You become more cynical. How in the hell? Rocky, the night of this fight, the rematch against Apollo, is babysitting Rocky Jr., who has a full flock of hair for a baby that was just born.
Yeah. Very hairy child.
Very hairy child. Okay, fine. Cool. Second, Apollo is in the arena getting taped, shadow boxing, has a full lather.
Yep.
Rocky then proceeds to go to the church to get a prayer.
Yes.
Rocky gets a prayer, is running late for his main event fight.
Right.
Sees Mick. Mick tells him to change. No lather whatsoever.
Goes in cold.
And then goes in the ring.
Never thought about it like that.
Are we? Come on, man. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
Not to mention it was a double KO.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. And then the finale, Leroy. The finale. What double KO? If you punch the fighter and you do not get touched, you're not hit. Rocky hits Apollo. The only person that needs to be counted is Apollo. Why is the referee counting as if Rocky got hit by the punch?
It's not WWE. There's not a slip.
His momentum took him to the ground. Why is the referee counting a 10 count for Rocky? The only person
And more importantly, why did it take him 10 count to get up?
Exactly. And Apollo was up.
He was exhausted. It was round 15.
Fine, but isn't the rule in boxing if you fall and it's considered a knockdown, a punch needed to be thrown.
You need to go down by contact.
What contact did Apollo do to Rocky for Rocky to be?
I thought it was a double punch. They didn't punch each other.
No,
I feel like they punched each other.
No,
are you sure?
He fell to the ground because he punched.
I don't think
Rock hit that man with a shot, and the momentum took him down.
I thought it was a simultaneous connection.
No.
That was actually the picture at the end of Rocky 3. At the end where they slowed it down.
Dude, if you look at Rocky 2, Rock hits Apollo, Apollo's going down, momentum takes Rock down, and the referee's counting. I'm like, wait a minute. Rocky didn't get hit? Why is Rocky being counted?
Vlad, I'm going to say this like I say.
It's a movie.
Like people who have a problem with.
People who have
a problem with Happy Gilmore 2. Just enjoy the damn movie. Now you all of a sudden sitting here critiquing it for it's like first of all, look, we can go one step further.
He beat Thunder
Rocky. Lips. Rocky under no circumstances is beating Apollo Creed in a run.
He's not beating Thunder Lips, the ultimate male. By the way, if I ever come back, I want that name.
You know what? You're right. He never does touch Rocky.
I told you. I told you.
Never noticed that in the movie.
So you
this entire time, this man is researching this movie, watching clips.
Technically,
try to fact check Vlad.
I always remembered it as a double punch.
It
wasn't a double punch.
His momentum just took him down.
He hit him with such a strong left. Two of them, right? And then he starts falling. Now you do need to be, I think, on your feet to be declared, but it's not.
It doesn't matter. He wasn't touched.
Touches him on the way down a little bit. There is contact.
That's not a touch. That's like down by contact. No, I'm sorry.
Let me see the rest position here. Maybe he had a bad angle.
No, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I know the movie's from 1979.
Hey, always tell me about bad angles that I'm wrong for it. So
I don't know. No, the ref's right there. He should have seen it.
I'm just saying, like, when you look at that. And by the way, here's the last thing about Rocky. The worst defensive.
This weekend?
Dude, let me tell you. When you got stream and you get the Rocky, and all the Rocky movies come in at any given moment, you just flick through the Rocky movies going
to
show.
Sounds like a great weekend to me.
Oh, it's a great weekend. I'll give you the stream. Listen, Rocky's the worst defender I've ever seen in my life.
That's fair.
The worst defensive coach I've ever seen in my life. I don't know why Apollo asked him to train him, because He does not defend.
No.
Rocky's defense is his arms by his waist.
Yep.
His head is the defense. CTE.
He's a lot like Homer Simpson when Homer Simpson tried to box. Take as many punches and tire the guy out.
I'm sorry. I just needed to say that. I know we all love Rocky here. But,
I do love Rocky.
But seeing Rocky 2 and seeing that he was late for his own main event fight, no lather, nothing, no warm up, nothing, and then he punches Apollo and gets counted out while Apollo never touched him.
I'm going to have to go back and watch Rocky 2 because Adrian's dressed to the nines. Shouldn't she be with Rocky Jr.? Who's with Rocky Jr.?
She was with Rocky Jr. at the fight with Uncle Paulie.
Rocky Jr. already made it to the fight? He's 2 days old.
Rocky Jr. had a full flight of hair, bro. I've never seen anything like that. He looked like Danny Terrio from Dance Fever. It was ridiculous.
We'll take a break here on Tobin and Leroy. We'll play a little All Right, Oh No to close things out after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to play a little All Right. Oh, no. To close things out here on a Monday. Miami Dolphins preseason is now underway. It's gooses galore, dude. We got it all happening for us here. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. My All Right goes to Ollie Gordon. Showed me a little something. I liked it. I feel like it's been a quiet camp. Haven't heard much about the Dolphins rookie running back. I liked a lot of what the rookies did. Kenny G, Zeke Biggers. I liked a lot of what they said. A lot of what they did. Quinn Ewers. It's okay, though. Doesn't mean he can't get better. I'm just saying he doesn't get my all right. But most of the Dolphins rookies do, but the number one is Ollie Gordon. And now they might need him because Alexander Mattison apparently is hurt for the season. So that's that. My oh no. Sandy.
Oh no.
Listen, dude. I thought after the trade stuff, this was going to be behind us. You know, I thought we were going to relax a little bit. We were just going to zing that thing in there. We were going to, you know, put up some big time games. Not looking so hot. Marlins in general, bad weekend. Edward Cabrera is the only one who saved their ass. He put up a gem. Guy's got to bounce back against Cleveland. That was not impressive. So the Marlins, but mostly Sandy Alcantara, gets my oh no. Leroy?
All right, going to be, you know, along the same lines. Watched a lot of rookies this weekend. And a lot of rookies at quarterback with the Dolphins. A lot of guys that are young and seems very promising. And look, good on them for showing out. A lot of them seem very excited to get their first action. And so that's good to see. And I watched a lot of football just because I wanted to see young quarterback, you know, I want to see how did this guy compare to Shador when they blasted Shador. That means the other guy better be very good.
He better be.
That got drafted way above him.
Don't lose.
Good watching Cam Ward. Cam Ward is a leader. That's evident by how he does his business, and I'm happy for him. My oh no.
All right.
You know who one of my favorite golfers is.
Scottie Scheffler?
No.
You seem to love all golfers.
Love all. Yeah. No. Tommy Fleetwood.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
He choked. He could have won his first PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And he choked.
He has more runner-ups than anybody. Not winning.
Man, you don't want to be number two all your life.
Had another opportunity and just couldn't get it done.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But, yeah, man, I feel bad for him. He handles it, though.
Takes it on the chin.
He takes it on the chin. But I include him on all my little golf parlays.
You feel like you want to bet on him the day that's happened. That's like me and Julian Hill.
Oh,
it's
like, no!
It's the same thing.
He's not had eight runner-ups. He just hasn't won.
Whatever. You can't runner up in not scoring a touchdown. You score a touchdown, you don't score a touchdown. You're either first
Julian
or last,
Hill
Ricky Bobby.
Wait. Tommy Fleetwood is the 15th best ranked player in the world. Julian Hill is not.
Whatever. You have thrown your money away on Tommy Fleetwood just as much as I have on Julian Hill.
No, I have not.
Come on, dude.
No, I have not. You are crazy.
You're crazy. You're sitting here making excuses.
At least I'm backing a good golfer.
I mean, Julian Hill's got qualities.
Yeah, a quality of not being able to catch the damn football. Which is going to be very difficult to catch a touchdown when your ass can't catch.
Man. Tough. Jennifer, you're all right in 0-0?
Oh, no.
My all right goes to just, you know how much I love hockey. You know how much I love catching up with the cup and seeing where it is and what's going on around it. Alongside of the partying aspect, mm-hmm. we failed to mention that Lundy was also in the lab practicing alongside the Stanley Cup.
Really?
Right. I cannot pull up the video, but I'll show you right here.
So he is just skate. This Anton Lundell, he loves hockey. He showed up to like a roller rink game down here.
Yeah, you know, he's still in the lab. He's still practicing. You can't really say
you
much.
You know what
about
that
him.
Is? That's 20.
Not outdoors.
That's 22 years old, right?
It is.
There.
In like the forest, maybe.
When you're Mr. Las Olas and you got a lot of life in front of you, you know, you can see all the vets. They're drinking. They're soaking in their rest. He's 22. He's ready to go again.
But what you also failed to mention was that Sasha's birthday was 2 days ago. So you know what? Let's allow him being drunk in front of the cup again.
I don't. I think the entire summer's been his birthday.
Happy birthday, Berkey.
What is your oh no?
All right.
My oh no goes to the crazy weather this weekend that basically kicked everybody out of the pool because it was just lightning that lit up the whole sky. It was scary. It had everybody running out.
I just saw that we got a little tropical thing in the one of them systems, and they said maybe by the weekend. So,
oh no,
head on a swivel.
The worst.
Yeah, I hate that. So much. I wanted to come during the week.
I wanted to come never.
So you get some days off.
No.
Why do you want the week?
So I can golf on the weekend.
Oh. Eyes on the prize, Leroy. Always.
I don't want the bad weather to show up on our days off.
Understood.
You can't go to the Nut if there's a hurricane in the area.
That's true. I can't go to the Nut.
My wife on Thursday went to Bathtub Beach.
The hell's that?
Okay. You
that's
have
up by you, too.
Bathtub Beach.
Yeah.
To the Nut.
Hmm. Well, what's going on?
Peanut Island.
I think it's like Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did she enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. They like that stuff. They can hang out with you. I can't.
Damn. You should come one day. We should all go to the beach, the Tobins and Hordes. We'll go snorkeling together.
Snorkeling?
Yeah, you
can
and me.
Keep an eye out on Tobin.
You and me looking at some barracudas.
You want to tell him or do you want me to tell him?
You could tell
him. Ain't no way in hell I'm getting in that water with you.
Why?
Especially you, because you're going to play little critter games.
I'm not going to play critter games.
Yes, you know. You're going to walk up behind me and go, Vlad.
Y'all get touchy-touchy, feely-feely in the water for some apparent reason. I don't understand.
This isn't
that.
Fair. You guys, you don't know that I act like that in the water?
Yes, I do. Yeah, you don't.
You all do. I'm sorry.
Wait.
You don't know that because you've never been.
And if you don't, Tommy got your back.
What if, you know, not all intangibles behave the same, you know?
Yes, you do. Once you get in the
Ethan
water,
Bonner
you think you're
is
an animal.
Tremendous, is a tremendous cornerback.
Leroy, yeah, when they get in the water,
wait,
don't they think they're
saying
animals?
This. I'm going to say intangibles that lean to the more redneck side that spend their whole life playing around horses and doing furniture and stuff like that and go to beaches and stuff like that. You go to a beach, you're in for the shenanigans, the fun and games.
I don't like this.
And it's usually at the scary person's expense. So I don't like the beach. Mm. I don't like the water. I'm terrified of the water. Not because I can't swim, because of the critters and all the other stuff that I see on TV, people getting ate by, right? And what you would do, you would take advantage of that. Let's have some fun, baby. Hold yep, on. That's just what you would say right where you scare me and I get mad and then take my family and go home.
That's a good movie. That is a good movie. That could be like the Timu version of like Adam Sandler and Chris Rock, Grown Ups. But we'll put it on Tubi. So it'll be the Tubi version of Grown Ups.
Open on Tubi.
I can't talk. I am that person in the water. I will scare you.
Vlad, yeah, what's your all right in Ono?
My all right was preseason football being back. I'm just, any sort of football was good, but just seeing everybody playing and seeing some of the performances, like Leroy mentioned, like you guys have mentioned earlier, seeing Shadur quiet a lot of the critics. Seeing, you know what? All right to the NFL teams that allowed their stars to play in preseason week one. So if you were into Arizona, you got to see Kyler Murray versus Patrick Mahomes, whether it was a series or not. You got to see Joe Burrow. You got to see Ja'Marr Chase. So shout out to the NFL. My oh no, let me give them an all right.
All right.
My oh no is New York baseball. Good God almighty. Oof. Jesus. For the love
y'all stacking up L's.
Oh my God, for the love of Vlad. Just the simple fact that the Yankees are playing bad, the only reason why I'm a little bit happy is because the Mets stink worse than the Yankees right now.
That's true.
Good God. I would have given it to the Marlins 4 out of 5, but New York baseball is taking a, it's taking a deuce.
Benny said it perfectly. Black people don't snorkel.
Nah,
they barbecue and chill.
It's not fair, dude. I mean, you don't know. Maybe you would enjoy snorkeling.
Let me ask you a question. In all the videos that you've taken.
You failed to read the other comments, Leroy. Continue reading Benny's comments.
What?
You can't fight them underwater.
But he said you can fight them underwater.
He said just bite back.
No. Uh-uh. But unless, I'm going to say this.
Unless I have Derek White's teeth.
Oh. Oh, blender mouth. Oh, he tearing some stuff up.
And just like that.
He's back.
He biting somebody and they, when he get done with them, they a frappe.
it's like you just threw him a chew toy.
Now you can bite back, huh?
Oh, man. Hey, so have you ever gone to get lobsters?
With the tickle stick?
Stop that.
What? That's what they do.
Never call it that.
That's what it's called.
What does it do? You just grab them with it?
They're like in their little lobster hole, and you got to use the tickle stick to get them out.
You ever went?
No, I've never gotten lobstering, no. I just observe. I'm not here to mess with the animals. I'm not here to mess with the animals. I'm not here to mess with the animals.
You're not a true redneck.
Fine.
Because all rednecks want to mess with the animals.
I'm not here to mess with the animals.
Oh, what was that?
That was a capybara.
Is that not messing with the animals?
They had a great time. That's my boy Ranger, and he had a great time. I fed him tons of kale. It's the biggest rodent in the world, capybara.
I would say, in fairness, that the rats we have in Louisiana would like to argue that point. The neutral rat.
It's a giant.
Pull up a neutral rat. And then holler at me.
Like a muskrat?
Yo, Benny's funny. Benny
it's
said,
a neutral rat.
Benny said, obviously he's an upper echelon redneck.
Yeah. Is there such a thing?
Fancy brew.
Fancy redneck?
Twitcher. What's a fancy redneck? They don't drink Natty Ice. They drink Bud Light. That's a fancy
I have
redneck.
Class.
No. He drinks out of a cowboy straw.
I have Pink. Class.
No. I don't drink no Natty Ice.
Because you know... If you're a true redneck, you're drinking some shine out of an old pickle jar.
I drink the champagne of beers.
Miller High Life.
So when you went and got in that hot tub in which you said it wasn't that cold, right? And we accused you of having maybe have some liquor involved, Jennifer. When y'all drank y'all shine, what kind of jar were you drinking it out of?
See, at the store, we bought these little spouts. Yeah.
Yeah.
They and then we spouts. Put it around the bottle and.
They got all kinds of contraptions to drink out of a mason jar now.
I know when I was a kid, they were like, don't throw that jelly jar away.
I could
use that, as a glass.
That's storage, part of my inventory.
That red cup is fancy yep. silverware and diningware yep. for the rednecks. Red cup.
Yep. He made a song about it.
Pass me my red solo.
Red solo.
See, I'm not a big fan of the red solo cup. I feel like it waters down any drink.
Why? Wildin'.
What?
Red solo
it's a classic.
Cup. It's the cups of all cups.
I don't
like
it. You
putting too much ice in your drink.
I barely put any ice in there.
When it
You're just cold.
It just changes the whole vibe of the drink,
like
I think.
This. Oh, so now like
you
fancy.
So you got to drink out of the special glass that, you know, y'all got drinking glasses with the one cube of ice.
You know what's great about the red solo cup? You know, it's just the fact that as the individual's walking with it, you don't know what's in the cup.
Hey,
it can be anything.
Can I say this? Vlad, if somebody walking down the street with a red solo cup, you always assume there's liquor in it.
Absolutely.
He ain't drinking no fruit punch.
No. And he could be drinking fruit punch. But the fact that he's got the red solo cup, I'm thinking he's drinking. And then you start looking at the reactions and the way they move.
How many times?
I want you to see what I'm drinking.
All right.
Really? Oh. Yeah, if somebody makes money, you just crop their ass out.
Or bird kill them.
Okay. All right, I made one comment and I was dead.
Does the FM people know you're a birderer?
Hey, y'all, let's not throw things out there that are not true.
Killing innocent ostrich. Forgive me.
There's people that eat ostrich.
Ostrich eggs.
Blooded birderer.
No,
Jay Figs, a birderer.
Killing innocent
sparrow. Tobin?
What?
The same way I gave it to you, I will take it back.
Killing the Jay Figs, a birderer.
Killing a day.
Well, that's our show today, everybody.
Kill Cardinals and Blue Jays.
Beautiful voice, Vlad.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Get your
Goosey's galore.
Here with Tobin and Leroy, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. Heat and Panthers love. Dolphins and Canes.
That's cool and all, but you know what I need?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.